Fitzgerald wide left. They're loaded with two tight ends on the right. Running back is Andre Ellington. Here's Palmer, play action fake. In the pocket, throwing, lobbing down the field. That's going to be picked off. Gibson got it. Tashawn Gibson is back. He's already caused a fumble and now gets a pick at the 34 of the Browns.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford Dog Pound. Be sure to check out the all-new BrownsCast podcast. Cleveland Browns have given Max Linsky, the host of the show, complete access to the organization. Max interviews players, coaches, and some less familiar figures who play an integral role in managing the day-to-day business of the organization. It's a whole new way to learn about the Browns. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, the Browns mobile app, or download BrownsCast from the iTunes store. Nathan's girl, Matt Wilhelm here. By the way, because it is the short week, tonight you can tune into the Cleveland Browns preview show, which is normally on Wednesday nights, hosted by Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry. And then tomorrow night at 7, it'll be the Mike Pettine Show with Ken Carmen and myself all along the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network.
Boy, the Browns are just turning Ken Carmen into a star.
He is a star. He's not as good as his cousin, Mo Pedman.
Mo Pedman's got it going on.
He's got it. Yes, he does.
He does.
But he is good. All right, game balls. Tough after a loss like that, but again, there were some positives. So let's start off with your offensive game ball for the Cleveland Browns.
My offensive game ball, God, I'm still going to give my offensive game ball to Gary Barnage. This is a man who is kind of coming into his own in his eighth season in the National Football League, garnering more attention, still making plays. And I just love his ability to still win one-on-one down there in the red zone on the back shoulder throw to him. Would have gone to Hartline, but Hartline dropped his way out of getting my game ball.
Yeah, I'll give mine to Gary Barnage as well. 7 catches, 53 yards, and a touchdown. First tight end since Jimmy Graham in week one to find the end zone against them. He now has 6 straight games with 100 yards receiving or a touchdown. He has become the guy as Travis Benjamin struggled with Patrick Peterson all day long against the Cardinals. Defensively, your defensive game ball in this one.
My defensive game ball is going to go to Kaywan Williams. The 2 forced fumbles, I thought it was simply taking the right angle, playing physical, having the awareness, something that I never did. You know, when I forced a fumble, it was simply by accident. And so I always, like, Charles Tillman was a guy who was always very good at chopping the ball out. I'm like, man, I'm just getting you to the ground. You know, getting the fumble's a bonus. But for Kaywan Williams to do that twice in a football game and allow the Cleveland Browns to recover both of those fumbles, kept them in this football game, a lot of the reason why they got ahead and a little bit of the reason why they had a chance had they capitalized on that turnover.
Yeah, very impressive play when he ripped the ball away from Larry Fitzgerald, basically taking points off the board, probably a touchdown off the board for the Arizona Cardinals. I'm going to give it to Tashawn Gibson. Came back, interception, right place at the right time. Good read as a single high safety on that one. He saw Larry Fitzgerald on the go, went over there. Now Browns probably got away with a pass interference on that one as Tremont Williams bullied Larry Fitzgerald down the field, and I was shocked they didn't throw a flag, but hey, they didn't. And he also forced a fumble in the game earlier, the one that was recovered, I believe, by Armonte Bryant and taken down the sideline early from Chris Johnson. So great game there from Tashawn Gibson coming back, impact plays. That's what you wanted to see.
Then special teams, we saw something that had been the standard, which was Andy Lee booming kicks all day and Travis Coons staying perfect. Travis Coons missed an extra point yesterday. So moving that back, I thought that was something, if we could continue to play close, that could come back to haunt the Cleveland Browns mathematically.
Sure.
Especially once the Arizona Cardinals started scoring touchdowns. But he missed a kick. Andy Lee had the shank. I'm going to give my special teams game ball to Justin Gilbert. I thought he gives us an opportunity and is electric when he has the ball in his hand. Sometimes his judgment is not the best. But then his ability to go down as a gunner and win with Batty getting a lot of time on defense and going down on kickoff as well and covering very well and making tackles. I'm encouraged when I see Justin Gilbert on the field in the roles that he's playing for the Browns right now.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know that there is one because at critical moments, they did not execute.
No.
You had a missed extra point that was a little bit of a momentum turner, and then, of course, you had for the big punt at the end of the first half that was a momentum turner, led to 3 points there. Andy Lee still amazingly averaged over 42 yards net and 50 yards a punt gross on the day.
Everyone but the one we probably needed to be good was great.
Was very good, yes, indeed. So I don't know if there's a special teams game ball there. Tomorrow, we will go through the grades. It's a quick week. Then Wednesday, we'll get right into kind of the matchup report. Thursday, it'll be game day. I'll be down in Cincinnati for the Browns and the Bengals. So a lot to get through here on this abbreviated week. And the Browns, fortunately for them, they can kind of get on to Cincinnati, to quote Bill Belichick, on to Cincinnati, because that's all they can do after a loss like that one is get focused on the next opponent.
Oh, there's no doubt. And I think the and Jim Donovan said it earlier that you win this football game in the division, counts for 1.5. What it does, it takes a little bit of the sting away of being 2-6 is by getting a win, you know, in the Battle of Ohio, and your opportunity to go on the road, as we've already done in the division, and win. And I think whatever team can put whatever happened the week in front of them behind them and really rally and focus on the moment is going to win this football game.
All right, that'll do it for us today. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys here. We got to thank Jim Donovan for joining us all along ESPN. I was going to say the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, which is the voice of the Browns all along the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
He is.
Thank him for being with us. Thanks each and every one of you for joining us here today, giving love and prayers to our man Dave DiNatale and his family, certainly in our hearts and thoughts right now. For Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura, saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys here on ESPN 850, and thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.